朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
光阴似箭，日月如梭，很快2018年就要过去。
Time flies very quickly. 2018 is going to be gone.
一元复始，万象更新。2019年马上就要来到。
2019 is going to come very soon.
在这个更换变异的时刻，我们一面怀念过去这一年神给我们厚厚的恩典。
During this change of time, we recall the abundant grace that God gave us.
另外，我们也计划新来的这一年，在主的爱中，我们能够一同的增长。
We also plan for the new coming year so we can all grow together in the love of our God.
回顾过去的这一年，我们有一些的事情。
Review the past year, there were many things happened.
在开始的前80天，我们有一个灵性增长的学习，一同研读标杆人生。
During the first 80 days of 2018, we all learned together the purpose-driven life.
有一对夫妇做见证说，从那时候开始，他们夫妻就每天早上养成了一起祷告的习惯。
There was a couple who testified from Mason Church that since then they started to have this habit of praying together every morning.
我们也看到校园的事工逐渐的趋向稳定，尤其是优西的团契。
We also saw that the campus ministries start to become steady, especially the UC campus ministry.
每一个礼拜二、礼拜天的晚上都有祷告跟预查的学习，十几位弟兄姐妹参加。
Every Sunday night and Tuesday night, there have been prayer meetings and Bible study.
我们也看到美圣扩建的工程逐渐的完工，上个礼拜过去的礼拜也拉到了临时使用的制造。
We also saw that Mason building expansion has almost been completed. We got a temporary permit to use.
预计在明年一到二月的时候就可以全部完工。
We expect that the whole expansion will be completed by the next January or February.
本来我们担心建堂的开支会影响到教会的奉献。
We were worried that the cost for the expansion might affect the offering.
但感谢主，到年底我们看见神仍然给我们收支的平衡。
But thank God, we saw that towards the end of 2018, we have balanced finance.
建堂的费用已经全部能够预备好。
The entire cost for the expansion had been accounted for.
也感谢弟兄姐妹乐意的来帮助建堂的工作，捐钱或者贷款给教会，使得我们不用向外人去欠债。
We also thank brothers and sisters for their offering and lending so that we don't need to borrow money from outside.
我们也有十几位、十五位弟兄姐妹参加了基督生平的学习。
We also had about 15 brothers and sisters who participated in the study of Christ's life.
这一个18个月的长期的尾声，使15位种子的老师能够预备好在明年中期开始教授这个课程。
The 18-month long commitment prepared these teachers so that they can be ready to teach Sunday school starting next year.
还有许许多多教会中发生的事，我们都要存着感恩的心来赞美主。
And there have been many other things that happened in the church. We all need to have a thankful heart.
当然也有不少需要检讨的地方。
And of course, there are things that need to improve.
首先就是在我们当中这一些年轻人频遭轻生的变故。
We lost several young lives.
使一些家庭陷入到很深的痛苦中。
So those families were deep in their mourning.
特别这些事件的发生也造成我们青少年十分的苦恼。
Also, this also affected our youth.
家长们也非常的担心。
And the parents are worried.
在另一方面，我们看到英语会众的人数的锐减。
We also saw the reduction of ANC congregation.
两年前，自从巴牧师跟曾长老相继离开以后，我们英语的会众家庭因为种种的原因离开。
2 years ago, since Pastor Bob and Elder Uncle Reggie left, we saw many reasons some families of ANC left.
为此，牧长们花了许多次的功夫检讨，寻求神的心意。
So the pastors and elders they spent a lot of times studying and figuring out what the reason.
最后，我们决定要将英语的聚会迁至到美圣堂，重新的开始，能够和青少年的工作结合起来。
So the final decision is to move ANC to Mason Church so that it will be combined with the youth ministry there.
另外，我们看到教堂小组事工，特别是本堂有些迟滞。
We also saw some stagnant small groups in the Compton Church.
一些的小组逐渐的老化，缺乏慕道友的加入。
We saw aging of some small groups, lacking of new blood.
造成小组的缩水或者是合并。
So some small groups got combined together.
组长也没有得到合适的支持跟帮助。
And the person's brothers and sisters responsible did not get enough support.
我们也看到泰国宣道的工作有一些大幅的改变。
We also saw some reduction of Thai ministry.
就是对于 Wendy 跟 Anna Wing 的支持从主要差派教会变成一般教会的支持。
So our reduction of Wendy ministry support.
这一种角色的转变是由于牧长们对于 Wendy 事工的发展跟执行的方式有不能认同的差异。
Part of the reason was because our church had different opinion with Wendy's ministry's administration.
但我们还在关心并且观察在 Wendy 他们事工的发展，我们会做继续的调整，看神的带领。
But we are still observing the development over there and will revise any time.
由于这种种失败的因素，使牧长们经过许多的检讨、许多的讨论，寻求神的旨意。
Because of these, the Pastors and elders have engaged in many discussions.
那我们感到教会成长受到拦阻，其实还是发生在个人灵性的根本问题。
And realizing that the reason for some roadblocks of the church development is because of personal spiritual development.
缺乏对主的追求和彼此之间爱的联系。
Lacking the fervent heart-seeking spiritual growth and lack the communion in love.
这种的缺乏不但是发生在夫妻之间、父母跟儿女之间，在教会弟兄姐妹之间也都缺乏。
Such lacking not only happens between husbands, wives, among families, also between brothers and sisters of the church.
所以我们要把2019年教会的主题定在主内一家。
Therefore, we decided that the theme for 2019 of Cincinnati Chinese Church is One Family United in Christ.
不光是在家庭当中，我们要重整那爱的关系。
Not only we need to renew the relationship of love in our families,
也是要在教会里面有更多彼此的相爱的联系。
We also need to have better connection in love in the church congregation.
那我们要用以弗所书第四章第二节到第三节来做我们2019年教会的主题经文。
The church theme is based on this passage of Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2 through 3.
让我们一同低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们打开你的话语，也打开我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we open your word and we open our hearts.
为着2018年主的带领，我们献上无比的感恩。
We thank you for your leading in the year 2018.
我们也为着过去的失败，我们愿意重新的振作起来。
We also would like to pick us ourselves up at where we left, where we fall.
为着新来的一年，我们呼求主帮助，让我们教会行在主所喜悦的旨意中。
For 2019, we ask God to help us so we will walk in the path that you are pleased.
让我们个人对主的委身能够有更多与主亲密的关系，健康的关系。
So each of us will be more committed to God and we'll have better relationship with you.
让我们的家，我们的教会都能够彰显基督的爱。
So that our families, our church will all manifest God's love.
使我们能够在这一个弯曲、被谬、黑暗的时代中为主做光、做眼。
So that we'll be light and salt in this wicked world.
求主帮助我们领受你的话语，也预备我们的心来走2019年的天路。
God, please help us to take in your word and prepare our hearts to walk your way in 2019.
感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们一起来同声的把这一段经文以弗所书四章二节到三节念一遍。
Let us read Ephesians 4, 2 to 3 together.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。Let's read in English as well.Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with others in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. 我希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹都能够将这一节的经文牢记在心里面，这也是我们要共同学习的功课。
May every brother and sister remember this passage in their hearts. This
is 包括我自己在内
including pastor himself.
一年背一节经文不难吧？
It's not difficult to recite one passage in a year.
难不难？难不难？不难。
Is it difficult? No.
他都不难，我们都不会难的。我们都希望大家能够用这一节经文来自我的勉励。
Pastor hopes everyone will be encouraged by this passage.
这里说我们要凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相的宽容。
Here this passage says we need to be humble, gentle, and patient, bearing with one another.
然后用和平彼此的联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
Make every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
保罗教导我们，教会的生活、个人的生活、家庭的生活，都应当用神的爱来做基础。
Paul teaches us that our lives in our family, in our community, in our church should be based on God's love.
这里讲到四个品格，我称它为家中的四宝。
There are four virtues at home.
因为这四样的品格能够带给我们家中完全的幸福。
Because these four virtues will bring us happiness.
第一就是谦卑。
First is humble.
谦卑是不以自己为重要。
Being humble is not self-centered.
人都是自私的。
We're all selfish.
我们之所以难与人相处，就是因为我们常常想自己，我应当怎么样子。
The reason we may have difficulty dealing with other people is because we also often think about ourselves.
我应当受人的尊重，我应当要别人来推崇我。
I should be respected. I should enjoy other people's adoration.
所以讲来讲去都是我我我。
So it's all me me me.
谦卑不是低声下气，谦卑也不是忍气吞声。
Being humble is not meek, it's not lowly.
而是因为认识神对自己的评价，而不在乎别人怎么看。
It is knowing how God views us and not care about how other people view us.
没有必要去向人讨什么，要什么，争什么，因为神对我的评价我知道。
No reason to ask other people and fight for things because we know how God views us.
第二，温柔。
Second,
我们每一个人都有温柔的时候。
Each one of us will have gentle moments.
就是最凶暴的人，他看见他生出来的孩子、婴孩，他都会变得温柔起来。
Even the most fierce person will become gentle when he sees his own child.
因为他知道婴孩是多么的无辜，多么的脆弱、无助，需要人的帮助。
Because he knows an infant is so helpless who needs help.
其实温柔是可以操练的。
Being gentle can be exercised.
我看过丈夫大发脾气，非常的凶狠，然后电话来了，一拉起来听到老板，马上就变温柔了。
Pastor has heard about a husband who is very fierce and loud, but once his boss calls, he immediately became gentle.
你说你怎么知道？那就是我嘛。
How do you know that is him?
那我们每一个人都需要操练温柔。
We all need to learn to have to be gentle.
因为温柔是可以操练的，是人自己选择的结果。
Being gentle is actually a choice.
所以我们不常表达温柔就会变成粗糙。
So if we do not exercise being gentle, we'll become rude.
而这一种的态度呢，不好的态度也会互相的影响。
This bad attitude might also affect other people.
好的态度也能够彼此的影响。
Good attitude will also affect other people.
那箴言十五章第一节说，回答柔和使怒气消退，言语暴戾触动怒气。
Proverb 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
第三样家中的宝贝就是忍耐。
The third precious virtue is being patient.
就是不计较得失。
That is to not count gains or losses.
人为什么会有得失的心理呢？
Why would people have this sense of gains or losses?
好像最近我们看到股票市场变动的惊人。
For example, the recent stock market is up and down crazily.
早上还是下跌几百点，到了下午就上涨到千点。
Went down by hundreds of points in the morning, but in the afternoon it shot up by 1,000 points.
如果盯着这些股票的指数，就会得心脏病的。
If you look at these numbers, you might have a heart attack.
那么许多人跟着进出就吃了大亏。
So if you follow that, you might lose.
所以如果我们也跟着这样子看人生，我们也会患得患失。
If we view our lives like this, we also count gains and losses a bit.
哎呀，我工作这么努力，为什么不给我加薪
？I work so hard, why don't I get a raise?
为什么我对你付出这样的爱心，却你不理睬我？
I love you so much. Why do you not even answer me?
我已经到了忍无可忍的地步，但是你还不想改。
I cannot go on anymore. Cannot tolerate anymore. But you're still not changing.
其实这个都是你太计较得与失。
It's actually because you are counting gains and losses too much.
中国字这个忍字大家都晓得，就是一把刀插在心上。
The Chinese character for being patient is actually a knife stuck on her heart.
但是这个耐字呢，也很有意思。
The Chinese character for another character of patient is also interesting.
Endurance. I should tell him that. 这一个耐字呢，原来它不是旁边是不是寸，是三撇啊。
The one side of endurance originally in the Chinese character is not, is different.
那个意思呢是用刀刮胡子的意思，耐。
It means to shave.
所以你可以想象一个人在用刀刮胡子的时候，他是需要有耐心的啊。
So a person needs to have endurance when he shaves.
因为你坐在那个椅子上，那一个理发师在用那个刮胡刀刮你的脖子的时候，我不晓得你有没有这种感觉啊？你会觉得非常脆弱，会不会？他这样一弄一下，就没了嘛。
You might feel very vulnerable when a barber is shaving your neck.
所以那个字叫做耐，就是你在那时候你痛都不敢动。
So you need to be to endure because you don't even want to move at that point.
忍耐的意思就是你完全都交出去，你不要去计较。
Being patient and endure is to give out everything, not counting.
第四个宝贝是宽容。
The fourth virtue is bearing with one another.
就是接纳对方的错误。
That is to accept others' fault.
没有人会不犯错的。
Nobody is always correct.
重要的是能够彼此接纳对方的软弱。
What's important is we need to accept each other's fault.
有的妻子对于丈夫会打呼噜打得受不了。
Some wives cannot tolerate their husband snoring.
先开始把他当作是孩子一样啊，就温柔的对待。
At first, treating him as a child and be very gentle.
后来再继续的忍耐。
And then continue to endure.
等到打的声音越来越大了，实在受不了，要宽容也无法宽容了。
And up to a point where she cannot bear anymore.
然后就把他摇摇推一推，让他醒过来。
She would shake him to wake him up.
主耶稣说你要饶恕他七十个七次啊。
Lord Christ told us that we need to forgive 77 times.
其实如果你不肯饶恕，是对你自己不起。
Not willing to forgive is actually being harmful to yourself.
宽容就是你接纳对方的软弱。
Bearing with one another is to accept others' fault.
你知道在家里面没有谁对谁错的问题。
In a family, there is no right or wrong.
因为夫妻两个人不管谁赢都是两人赢，谁输都是两人输。
Because among husband and wife, if somebody wins, both will win. If somebody loses, both will lose.
好像你的右手比你的左手力气大，你不能就称扬你的右手。
If your right hand is stronger than your left hand, you cannot just praise your right hand.
因为东西倒下来的时候，你必须还是用两个手去扶。
If something falls, you need both arms.
这四样宝贝如果能够在家里面，家中就有平安。
These four virtues will keep our families in peace.
谦虚、温柔、忍耐、宽容。
Being humble, gentle, patient, and bearing with one another.
这是我们天天都要在家中操练的。
This is what we need to do every day in our families.
不光是在家里面，在教会当中也是如此。
Not only in our families, but also in our church.
如果弟兄姐妹，我们能够彼此的谦让，用温柔的态度相对待，存着忍耐的心接纳对方，我们就能够宽容。
If all brothers and sisters can be humble and gentle, be patient with each other and bearing with one another, then we will have a good congregation.
这样我们就有和谐的教会。
Then we have a good church.
爱能够自然的流露，更多的吸引人到主的面前。
And love can even more easily flow and attract more people.
接下去第三节说，竭力保用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。这里强调要保守合一。
Verse 3 emphasizes we need to keep the unity of the Spirit.
撒旦最厉害的工作就是叫人分离。
The worst part of Satan is to separate people.
因为一个人落单总是有问题的。
Because a person single will always have issues.
好像 你看那一个草原上的狮子，它去追逐这些的斑马或者是这些的野牛。
For example, if you see those lions chasing their prey on a prairie,
他们总是集中力量在一只瘦弱的马上面。
They always concentrate on the weakest.
他们追逐那只马，然后一直把它追到落了单，然后他们就扑上去就把它吃了。
They chase the weakest prey so that it becomes single, and then they will jump onto it and kill.
所以草原上的野兽都知道合一的重要。
So all these beasts on prairies, they understand the unity.
所以只有合一才能够保障他们生命的安全。
They can keep their safety only by having unity.
同样的，在家里面也需要有合一。
Same thing, in our families, we also need to have unity.
夫妻之间，父母与儿女之间，我们要有共同的信仰。
Between husband and wives and with children, we need to have same belief.
这样我们要追求同样的心思，彼此的相顾。
So we can care for each other in the same spirit.
当然，合一不是大家都照我的意思做。
Having unity is not everyone will follow me.
也不是少数服从多数。
It's also a minority follows majority.
而是能够明白神的意思如何。
It is to understand God's meaning.
在圣灵的带领中有一致的看见。
In the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can have unity.
竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心，在英文里面是 make every effort， 尽最大的努力。
Make every effort。
换句话说，合一不是你随意可以得到的。
In other words, unity is not that you something you can gain arbitrarily。
也不是自然能够产生的。
It will also not come out spontaneously.
因为人的本性就是喜欢分。
Because human nature is to separate.
就是喜欢自我为中心。
Is selfish.
所以我们要不断地提醒自己，我们需要追求合一。
So we need to remind ourselves that we need to keep unity.
合一不是统一。
Keep unity is not to unite.
统一是把每一个人都说服了，然后统一起来。
To unite is to convince everybody, then get together.
即便不愿意呢，也不敢讲，因为大家都这样了。
Even somebody who still disagree but will not be able to say it because everybody is doing something.
但是从心里面却不能够顺从。
But may not really be in unity in their hearts.
合一也不是唯一。
Being unity is not unique.
反正没有其他的意见，那我们就这样的去做。
There are no other opinions, so we just do it this way.
其实是有很多的时候，我们没有仔细去思考有没有其他的办法。
Often we probably have not thought deep enough to seek other alternatives.
也没有鼓励大家去思考有更好的办法吗？
We may not have encouraged other people to seek other alternatives.
所以，我们的本性都是不想改的。
So our nature is to keep status quo.
我自己就常常有这样的毛病。
Pastor says he often has such a problem.
就好像说，哎呀，就这样吧，反正这样就行了。
Just keep status quo would be good.
这个不是合一，合一乃是我们相信圣灵在我们当中引导走一条最正确的路。
This is not unity. Unity is to follow Holy Spirit's lead to walk in the right path.
比如说，在美圣的职场。
For example, in the Mason Church expansion.
其实这个不是一个突然想出来的事情。
The pastor is talking about the establishment of Mason Church. It was not something that came out of the blue moon.
这个是从我来到这个教会1991年开始，我就提出这件事情的。
Since 1991, Pastor Wu joined this church. He started to talk about this.
到了2001年，十年过去了，我们才开始执堂。
All the way till 2001, 10 years later, Mason Church building started.
然后2007年，我们建好了美圣的教堂。
And it was completed by 2007.
又十一个年头过去了，我们今天看到美圣教堂他们主日的敬拜人数比本堂还多。
And another 11 years passed, we see that Mason Church congregation is larger than this one.
周五的聚会他们八个小组已经不能够找不到空间。
Friday evening Bible study, they ran out of room.
在差不多五年前我们就开始筹划要扩建。
More than a year ago, we started to plan for the expansion.
在两年前我们开始了工程。
Two years ago, we started this.
虽然在这个扩建的过程当中有许多的难处，但是我们都一一解决。
We ran into many difficulties during this process, but they are all resolved.
有许多的同工因为扩建的工程都加入了服事的行列。
Many co-workers joined the service because of this expansion.
有人以为说美圣堂扩建的工程花费太多。
Somebody says it costed too much for this expansion.
其实17,000平方尺建筑费2.7亿，每一平方尺不过158块钱而已。
For 17,000 square feet, $2.8 million each square foot is $158.
你若是去问一问美国教会，他们建堂每平方尺多少钱，你就晓得我们还是很节省的。
If you ask the general church building, you can see that this is actually a very small number.
这个数字还包括了差不多200,000用来扩建原来的停车场。
It also included $200,000 to expand the parking lot.
那美圣堂他们的二楼的办公室的地毯还是用原来 nursery 的那两间教室的地毯来旧的重用。
The carpet of the second floor offices have been from the original nursery carpet.
那严生俊弟兄呢？那个厕所的墙还是他自己去这个 Home Depot 买的这一个瓷砖来 decorate。
The wall of a bathroom was actually decorated by Steve Yan, and he went to Home Depot to buy those tiles.
别的不讲，我都觉得严弟兄他这一次中风。是他太过度为这一个建堂工作劳累的结果。
Pastor thinks that the reason Steve Yan got this stroke is because he worked too hard in this expansion.
但神都丰富的预备了。
But God has provided so abundantly.
可是我们当中还有人说应该停止美圣的扩建。
We still hear people saying we should stop this expansion.
我们应当追求的是在主内的合一，那个不是我的意见，你的意见，而是圣灵的带领。
We need to seek unity. It's not your opinion, my opinion. It is the lead of the Holy Spirit.
真正的合一是要追求和平的沟通。
The true unity is to seek communication in peace.
这里说用和平彼此的联合。
We need to keep unity with in the bond of peace.
那意思就是说，我们要心平气和，好好的讲话。
That means we need to speak peacefully.
其实，在家庭的生活里面也是这样。
It's also like this in family lives.
这一年以来，我越发感觉到做华人第二代是不容易的。
Throughout this year, Pastor realized that it's not difficult. It's not easy.To be the second generation of Chinese.
不管是二尖基因two gen 或者是 1.5 gen 啊，就是指的呢年纪小的时候就被带来到美国移民的下一代。
Second generation or 1.5 generation Chinese Americans.
那他们是成长在美国的文化，却受父母中国文化的影响跟限制。
They grew up in the American culture, but they are restricted by their parents' Chinese culture.
我们都晓得华语是非常难学的一种语言。
We all know that the Chinese language is very difficult to learn.
那个不是靠着每个礼拜六你带到他们去中文学校去那里混一混，混个几年就会讲的，不可能的。
They will not learn this by sending them to the Chinese school every Saturday.
我自己的女儿她也这样子的上过中文学校，然后她到大学里面又修了两年的华语汉语，到后头还是看不懂，还是记不得。
pastor's daughter went through such Chinese school during her youth, but and then she went to college, she studied 2 years of Chinese language, and she still has difficulty.
所以你看，第二代他们看起来像中国人，但是他们不会讲中国话。
So the second generation, even though they look like Chinese, but they don't speak Chinese.
所以他们在美国这个社会当中呢，他们受到白人的歧视。
So they are being discriminated by the whites.
但是他们在从中国来的这一些华人当中，他们也受到歧视，因为他们不会讲中国话。
They're also being discriminated by people from China because they cannot speak Chinese.
因此他们在成长的过程当中有许许多多的问题。
So there are many problems during their growth.
可以这样的说，每一个 ABC 都有 identity crisis， 都有认同的危机。
Every ABC has identity crisis。
他们的语言不同，不能够跟他们的父母深谈。
Their language is different, so it's hard for them to communicate with their parents。
所以每一个青少年他们在成长的过程，问题都压抑在他们的心里面。
So many youth, when they grow.Their problems are buried inside their hearts.
到了大学以后，又更多外界的压力。
And then when they get into college, they get more pressure from the surrounding.
交友的问题、课业的问题、性倾向的问题等等等等。
Dating, studying, and so forth.
因此，华人的青年人他们有特别的问题。
So the Chinese Americans have their special issues.
其实很多。都还是他们父母要负最大的责任。
Many reasons actually go back to their parents.
因为没有追求在家中和平的沟通。
Without seeking communication in peace in family.
一讲就争，一讲就斗，然后彼此之间没有办法理解。
And they quarrel often, and they do not understand each other.
鉴于这些的问题，牧长们决定在2019年我们要来重新的学习。
Because of this, the ME decided to study this issue in 2019.
我们应当让主在家中做主，来追求爱你的合一这样的功课。
We need to study, we need to learn to let our Lord be the Lord in our families and seek unity.
我们将会用整卷以弗所书。来做我们学习的基础。
Our study will be based on the book of Ephesians.
我们在四方面要来学习圣经有关合一的教训。
We'll study these four virtues from the Bible.
啊，不，四个方面 ，four aspects.
Four aspects.
夫妻之间、亲子关系、教会生活跟对社会的责任。
Spouse.With relationship with between spouse, relationship with children, relationship in church and in the community.
讲员在主日讲到的信息的同时，也会预备各个小组周五查经的资料。
Each preacher, at the same time of preaching, will also prepare Bible study material for Friday night.
所以主日的讲到之后，我们就跟着就有小组的重新研读。
So following Sunday's preaching, we'll have Friday night Bible study to continue.
所以我们盼望不单是美圣堂，本堂各个小组都能够用统一的教材。
So we hope not only Mason Church, but also Compton Church will also use this method.
然后我们跟着每个主日的进度。
And Pastor will follow the progress of each group.
那我们一同来学习，有系统的学习神的话。
So we'll study God's word in systematically.
我知道各个小组你们自己有不同的选择，但是我们应当尽量的配合。
Each small group may have its own choices, but we should work together.
校园区也许他们可以用自己的教材，因为他们的作息不太一样，
campus,
背景也不同。
Campus ministry might use their own material because their schedule is different.
但我们欢迎所有的小组都可以用 CCC 我们统一的教材，包括英文。
But we welcome all small groups to use the same material from CCC, including.
那我们会把每一个礼拜的资料都 post 在网站上面。
Every week's material will be posted on the internet.
教会的合一是在于我们每个人家中合一学习的结果。
The unity of our church is the result of unity in our families.
在2003年，中央电视台的春晚节目上有一个节目。
In 2003, the Chinese TV during Spring Festival had a program.
有一个家四个一家四口上台唱了一首诗歌，叫做《让爱住我家》。
There is a family with four. They sang a poem. It's called "Love May Love Live in My Family."
当时这个节目轰动了中国整个社会。这个节目是从4000多首歌里面选出来的。
This program became viral in the Chinese community.
那么这一对夫妇跟他们的孩子是过关斩将才得在春晚中表演。
This couple, they actually went through many difficulties so that they get to make this show during that.
这首歌也唱出来了千万人他们的心声。
This song also proclaimed many people's from their hearts.
我们当中有多少人听过、看过、知道这回事的？举手看看，有多少人？
Those who
还有不少。
Seen this, please.
有的在国内，有的在这儿啊。那这一首歌诗歌呢？歌词是这样子哈、啊，说：“我爱我的家。”弟弟爸爸妈妈爱是不吵架常常陪我玩耍。
Daughter says, this is the lyrics. Daughter says, I love my family, brother, dad, mom. Love is not to quarrel, often play with me.
然后妈妈唱说，我爱我的家，儿子女儿我的他，爱就是忍耐，家庭所有繁杂。
Mother sings, I love my family, son, daughter, hubby. Love is patience.All mundane things of a family.
然后爸爸唱说，我爱我的家，儿子女儿，我亲爱的他，爱就是付出，让家不缺乏。
And the father sings, I love my family, son, daughter, my dear wife. Love is to give, to provide for family.
然后合唱，让爱天天住你家，让爱天天住我家，不分日夜，秋冬春夏，全心全意爱我们的家。
And all sing together, may love live in your family every day. May love live in my family every day, day or night, all seasons. Love our families with all our hearts and mind.
让女儿唱说，我爱我的家，弟弟爸爸妈妈，爱是不嫉妒，爱弟弟要啥我有啥。
And daughter then sings, I love my family, brother, dad, mom. Love is not to envy. Whatever brother wants, I have.
妈妈说，我爱我的家，儿子女儿我的他，爱就是感谢，不计任何代价。
And mother sings, I love my family, son, daughter, hubby. Love is thanksgiving without regarding cost.
然后爸爸唱说，我爱我的家，儿子女儿我亲爱的他，爱就是珍惜时光和年华。
And then father sings, I love my family, son, daughter, my dear wife.Love is to treasure time and days on earth.
那这一个家庭是谁呢？
Who is this family?
这一对夫妇啊，丈夫叫做赵明，他的妻子叫做麦伟婷。
The husband's name is 赵明, wife's name is 麦伟婷。
麦伟婷是在80年代台湾出名的青春歌手。
麦伟婷 was actually a singer in Taiwan.
他是刘家昌的关门子弟，刘家昌。
She was a student of 刘家昌。
弟兄姐妹也都不听这些歌，其实也无所谓。那麦伟婷呢？他在海峡的两岸都红遍了天。
麦伟婷 was pretty hot in Taiwan and mainland China。
那他到中国去演唱的时候。就认识了另外一个中国的歌手，叫做赵明。
When she went to sing in China, in mainland China, she got to know another singer, 赵明。
当他们刚刚结婚的时候，由于两个人的背景很不相同，他们又都是独当一面的性格。
When they just got married, they had very different personalities.
所以他们有很多的纷争，甚至要分居。
They had many, many quarrels, and they even were going to separate.
麦伟廷在十分痛苦的时候，他就走进了在广州的一间教堂。
So during this time, when Mary Ting was in deep sorrow, she went into a church.
在那里，她认识了上帝，她的生命就有了很大的改变。
She got to know God in that church, and her life changed.
由于妻子的改变，也导致于丈夫的受到吸引，也开始读圣经。
Because of wife's change, husband start to read the Bible.
于是两个人就重新言归和好，一同来努力。
So they start to make peace and continue their lives together.
在2003年，当赵明听到这个中央电视台要甄选一首歌的时候
，and during 2003, and she heard that the Chinese TV was trying to select a song.
她就写了这一首歌。
So she wrote this song.
她寄给她哥哥，她哥哥就鼓励她说：“你去甄选一下。”
She sent it to her brother first, and her brother encouraged her to send it out.
没想到中央电视台就从4000多首歌中选中了他们。
So the Chinese TV selected this song among 4,000 some songs.
他们一家人就能够在几亿的观众面前来唱这首歌。
This family of four were able to sing the song in front of the TV audience.
如果你注意一下，你就知道这首歌内容其实是根据圣经写的。
If you follow closely, you realize that the lyrics actually follows the Bible.
这一首歌不但是感动了亿上亿的听众，也改变了他们的家。
This song not only moved so many audience, but also changed their family.
这一对曾经红遍海峡两岸、国共合作的伴侣。
This couple between Taiwan and China.
他们以基督的爱重组了家庭。
They rebuilt their life, their family by God's love.
他们从失败当中走出来了，荣耀了上帝的名。
They got up from their fall and they glorified God's name.
如今15年过去，赵明成了一位牧师。
15 years later, today, 赵明 is a pastor.
麦伟廷也从歌坛上退下来，成了一位家庭主妇。
麦伟廷 also stopped singing and she became just a housewife.
也做了一位称职的师母。
She is also a wife of a pastor.
一个家要追求基督的爱，就能够有真正的平安。
A family can have true peace by chasing, by seeking God's love.
同样的，神的家教会也要以基督的爱做基础。
Similarly, The family of a church should also be based on the love of Christ.
真正的健康是用爱来流通的家庭。
True health of a family in which love flows freely.
有一个基督教的组织是帮助教会健康成长的，叫做自然教会发展。
There is a organization called Natural Church Development.
这是由于德国一位路德会总监Fritz Schwarz 他所设计的一套教会发展的蓝图。
It was based on a study by head of a German Lutheran church named Fritz Schwarz.
那么经过他儿子Christian 的一个推广，在1994年到1996年的期间，向全世界1000多所教会做的一个研究调查。
His son, Christian, further promoted this during 1994 to 1996. He went through a study throughout 1,000 some churches in 5 continents.
那他发现到，一个教会要是能够健康平衡在8个方面的发展，这个教会就会自然的增长。
They realize that if a church is balanced and good in 8 aspects, this church will grow naturally.
这8个项目就好像一个木桶的8片，这个木块用铁箍紧紧的箍在一起。
These eight aspects are just like wood pieces in a barrel.
那这两层的铁箍就是神的话跟神的灵。
And these pieces are being put together by these two steel rings. These rings are actually God's word and God's spirit.
这八个项目就是领导、恩赐、灵性、行政、崇拜、小组、布道跟会众。
These eight aspects are leadership, gifts, spirituality, ministry, worship, small group, evangelism, and congregation.
那这个水桶能够装多少的水，不在乎哪一个项目特别的高，而在乎哪个项目特别的低。
How much water can this barrel take is not based on which wood piece is the tallest, but it's based on which wood piece is the lowest.
那上两个礼拜，我们对本堂跟美圣堂都做了一个调查的分析。
In the last 2 weeks, we studied this, went through this poll throughout this church and Mason Church.
你们想不想知道结果呢？
Would you like to know the results?
时间到了，我们下次再讲。
Time's up. Wait till next episode.
本堂最高分的是领导这个项目 ,13.05 out of 16分。
The Compton Church has the highest score is in the first category leadership.
这个项目也是美圣堂的第二高分 ,12.28。
This is also the second highest scored item of Mason Church.
可见得教会的弟兄姐妹对于牧长们都是非常的信任。
It shows that brothers and sisters trust the leaders of this church.
美圣堂最高分的项目是小组 ,12.71, 但是本堂只有 11.65, 排名第五。
The highest scored item in Mason Church is small groups, but not for Mason.
可见得美圣堂的小组工作做得很好，但是本堂需要有更大的努力。
So it shows that the Mason Church has a very good small group work, but Compton Church needs to catch up.
除此之外，两堂的分数都非常相似。
Other than that, the two congregations have very similar scores.
最差的都是行政方面，一个 11.36, 一个 10.95.
The worst part of both congregations is in the ministry and structure.
这个代表着弟兄姐妹对于教会的组织不清楚。
This means that brothers and sisters are not clear about church ministry and structure.
事情怎么做成决定的不够透明。
How things decisions are made is not transparent enough.
会众之间联系不够，缺乏沟通。
There's lack of communication among the brothers and sisters.
那总共的分数加在一起，本堂是 96.86， 美圣堂是 93.84。
So the total scores are 96 point something for Compton and 93 point something for Mason.
那么总分128分，所以换算起来差不多是 74.42 out of 100分。
The total score is 128 points, so these scores 90 some is at about 74%.
这是一个及格的分数，但不是一个很高的分数。
This score is is passing score, but not very high.
那说明我们教会在 right track 上面，在正确的路上，但是还有很多成长的空间。
This means our church is on the right track, but there's a lot of room to improve.
2019年，我们把教会的主题定在是主内一家。
2019 Cincinnati Chinese Church theme is One Family United in Christ.
我们要记住，要保持家中的四宝：谦虚、温柔、忍耐和宽容。
We should keep the four virtues in our families, being humble, gentle, patient, bear with one another.
你与主的关系是一个健康的关系，那你的家就有健康。
Your relationship with God, if it's healthy, then your family will be healthy.
我意思是说，你每天都能够有与主亲近灵修的时间，你才会健康。
Every day we need to be close to God, to study the Bible, have quiet time, then we'll be healthy.
你的健康带给你家里健康。
Your health will bring health to your family.
你家里的健康要带给教会健康。
Your health of your family will bring health to this church.
美国的教会要健康起来，美国的社会才会健康。
Only America, the churches become healthy, then the society will become healthy.
让我们都能够努力来期盼2019年我们有教会增长的一年。
Let us work together in hoping that in 2019 our church will further grow.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，带着一个沉痛的心，我们接受2018年的失败。
Lord, with a heavy heart, we accept the failure in 2019.
我们也带着一个感恩的心接受2018年的成功。
With thankful heart, we accept the success of 2019.
但对于2019年，我们用信心来盼望主，你要在我们家中，在教会中成就大事。
In 2019, we hope with our faith that you will accomplish bigger things in our families and in our church.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。